It's all right if she did. We had a few dropouts, a few substitutions, a few sick kids. Are we good? All right. They haven't performed in front of a crowd in a while, so, you know. But it's really cute when nobody else is watching. Next up will be our primary class. It's Aria, Michael, who isn't here this morning, Bella, and Carolina. So Caden is filling in for Michael this morning. Hold on 1 second, sorry. Once there was a star so bright, it's our bright star. Wise men followed it at night. Turn around. All the way across the land, bringing presents in their hands. Baby Jesus was the boy who they came to see with joy.
What can I give? What can I bring? What is a gift that is fit for a king? I'll give my all. Not just a part, I'll give my best to him, I'll give my heart. What can I give? What can I bring? What is a gift that is fit for a king? I'll give my all, not just a part, I'll give my best to him, I'll give my heart.
Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, begins the story of a baby that most of you should know. His daddy's name was Joseph, and Mary was his mom. This babe was very special. He was God's only son. Some angels came from heaven, and they began to sing. To the shepherds in the fields below, good tidings do we bring. A bright star lit the heavens to light the Magi's way to the baby in the manger who was born on Christmas Day. And all who gathered round him rejoiced and praised his birth. For the babe, the King named Jesus, is our Savior here on earth. It's the next class up. Actually, you're after that. I'm just there. Maybe they don't know they're next. Yeah, it takes them just a minute. Next up, we have the intermediate class with Charlotte, Georgia, and Caden. Huh? Yes, and Liam. Sorry, Liam is the narrator.
Imagine me, the mother of God's most holy son. I never would have thought that I would be the one. I'll be this baby's mother and raise him tenderly. But he'll be like no other. He'll save the world and me. I give my life to Jesus.
The angel's words amaze me, but I believe they're true. I'll follow his instructions because God wants me to. I'll take care of this baby. I'll raise him as my son. I'll leave my town, give up my job, and do what must be done. I give Jesus my plans and ambitions.
A creator stepped from heaven with all his glories grand. To live on earth a baby, I just can't understand. Yet I will sing his praises and bring to earth my joy, for the plan of God's salvation will come in Mary's boy. I give Jesus my song of praise.
As we celebrate our Lord's birthday and hustle for presents to trade, remember that the first present should always go to the Bethlehem babe. You are what the Lord wants for his birthday. Don't refuse his cherished request, for we give what is wanted for Christmas to the ones that our hearts love best. The greatest gift given long ago wasn't wrapped in paper or tied with a bow. God's only Son from heaven above, given to us straight from his love. Lest we forget, please hold on tight to the great truth brought on that night. His gift of love for all to receive, the gift of salvation to those who believe.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrows roam, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, and wonders of his
shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night. I hear the angels singing, Hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born, yeah. The shepherds wonder. Everyone in sight, all were amazed when they heard how God came down on a glorious night. God came down on this glorious night. I hear the angels singing, Hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come.
Oh, what a glorious night. That's what the song says. Amen? Amen? Heaven shouts and rejoices at the birth of the Savior. Amen. Thank you to our children's workers for putting that together. It's been a challenge getting everybody here and getting them well and healthy and getting that to come together. So, amen. So we thank him for that. I just want to read a scripture to you this morning. We're not going to linger long. We heard the gospel already by the kids, didn't we? Amen. Amen. It doesn't have to, the gospel doesn't have to be preached by me or an adult. It can be preached by whosoever will. And whoever, wants to share the gospel. And our commission is to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen. And use words if necessary. One of the greatest ways to preach the gospel is to live the life of Jesus before the people that we're in contact with, before our families, before our jobs. How many know you can preach the gospel in Walmart? I should have got a bigger amen. You can preach the gospel in Gabe's. Amen. There we go. We can preach the gospel in TJ Maxx. Come on, girls. Cabela's. Yeah, Bass Pro Shop. Come on, guys. Let me hear from you. That'll preach, right? Because the gospel is real life living. Amen? It's real people with real encounters with Jesus. I love the fact that Jesus, when he came to choose the 12 that would hang out with him and would travel with him, were not the most noble. They were not the most rich. They were not the most educated. They weren't the most scholarly. How many know Jesus will take a willing heart? Jesus will take a willing heart, and he'll take a man like Peter, and he'll teach him who he is. He said, Peter, who do men say that I am? He said, well, some say you're Elijah. Some say you're a prophet. Some say that, you know, they saying all kinds of things about you. And he said, but Peter, who do you say that I am? Because what really matters today, and as we go into this new year, is who do we say that he is? Come on, somebody. Who is he to you today? He's Son of the Living God. He's the Messiah. He's the Christ. He's the Savior. He's the healer. He's Emmanuel, God with us. He's wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. That's who he is. Our song said he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's with us in the valley. He's with us in the mountain. I mean, we've walked through some mountaintop experiences this year. We've had some valley experiences. But how many can raise your hand today and say, God is faithful no matter what we walk through, no matter where we are, his faithfulness to us and to the generations, hallelujah, that he never leaves us and he never forsakes us. He's a very present God. He's the Emmanuel God with us, in us, to us, through us. The Emmanuel God, the touchable, tangible God. Hallelujah. And so I want to celebrate today. I want to celebrate the ending of 2021. I want to celebrate the beginning of 2022. Becky and I were talking before service started and talking about Y2K. Everybody remember Y2K? If you're under 20 years old, you don't remember Y2K, right? Wasn't Y2K just yesterday? And here we are in the year of 2022. And I don't know about you, but I remember in the year of Y2K when we were switching over and the fear that was there in the present and everybody and all the, you know, all the things that people storing up and we thought, people thought the end of the world was coming and people thought it was going to be pandemic and tragedy. But how many know God was faithful then? He is faithful now. He will be faithful to tomorrow and to the generations. And I don't care what CNN has to say. I don't care what the news has to say. My trust and my hope is in Jesus. On Christ the solid rock I stand on out. All other ground is sinking sand. Because if we don't know Jesus as a foundational God, then you will get shaken when storms come. Amen? You will get shaken when storms come. But if he is your rock, if he is your foundation, all other ground is sinking sand. Yep. So I stand here today thankful for the goodness of God. I'm thankful that he came as a lowly babe in a manger. He came with humble beginnings. But he was not just humble, he was regal. Come on, somebody. He was majestic. He was all powerful. He came as a lamb, but he also came as a lion. He came as a humble babe in a manger, but he came as the king of Messiah that men would come from the east and said, we have come to worship him. I just want to read you a scripture today, but most of all, I just want to encourage your heart. I'm not going to keep you long. That was our children's program, but I want to remind you that he's not only the lamb, but he's the lion. He's not only meek and humble, but he's strong and powerful. Who is this King of glory? He's the Lord, strong and mighty in battle. Selah, stop and think about that a minute. Who is this King of glory? Hallelujah. He's the King, strong and mighty in battle. And so our reflection today and our focus today is on the goodness and the strength of the Lord. Really, when I prayed in the last little bit, just pondering what I wanted to say and what God wants to say. You know, a lot of times we want a new word for the new year, and I don't know that there is a word, but the Lord spoke to me about wisdom. And if ever there's anything we need in this season, it is wisdom. I mean, wisdom will govern. You can have all the knowledge you want. You can be educated and scholarly, but if you don't know how to execute the knowledge, it's just knowledge. I mean, wisdom, you can have a business degree, but if you don't know how to execute it and know when and where and how to do things, you won't get far. But if you got wisdom and know when and where, if we have the wisdom, not the wisdom of man, but the wisdom of God, a wise man builds, and a wise man builds his house on a rock. And so I pray in this season that God gives us wisdom, wisdom in finance, wisdom in spiritual things, first and foremost, wisdom in relationships, wisdom in jobs, wisdom in our health. How many know you will never change anything about your health or your situation until you first change your mind? When you change your mind and change your heart, there's not a whole lot that can stop you. I mean, you have to be in the mind frame of change for it to take place. We sometimes resist change when it's the very thing that'll take us to the next level of what God wants to do with us. Change is hard sometimes. Hallelujah. But wisdom to know when to go, when to stay. Wisdom to know when to put money into something and when to withhold. Wisdom to know when to walk through the door, when to close it. I mean, sometimes God closes a door and we stand there beating and kicking on the door when God said, if you'll let me close this one, I'll open a better one for you. Hallelujah, because I believe God, if he closes a door, he can open windows of heaven. And when he opens the windows of heaven, he can pour you out a blessing that you can't contain. Hallelujah. And there's been many times that God has closed doors in my way, and I thought, God, why did you do that? And yet I look back and say, okay, I get it now. You had something better in store for me. You had something waiting for me. And had I kicked that door in, I'd have missed the next opportunity of where you wanted to take me. I mean, sometimes we just need, all the time, we just need to submit to his will and to his wisdom. But I want to read you the scripture. It's kind of the final scripture of the Christmas story, or what we call the Christmas story. A lot of times we see the scripture of the wise men and the shepherds all at the same scene in the nativity. I have a nativity at home. I have wise men on one side and I have shepherds on one side. How many know the shepherds and the wise men didn't show up at the same time? How many know there was not three wise men? There was a whole caravan. They did not follow the star. They saw the star in the east, and they came to worship him. How many know there's some things that we get some songbook and Christmas carol religion because of things? We always say the three wise men, right? How many always said the three wise men? I think I have three wise men at my house, right? No, I only have one wise man, honey, at my house. That's it, just one. But we always say there's three wise men because they brought what? Gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It doesn't even say there were only three gifts. It says that was the kind of gifts that they brought. Each one of those symbolic, and I'm not going to go into it today. Maybe we'll do it next week. Each of them symbolic of who he was. Gold, the deity, the King of Kings. Frankincense, the priesthood. It was the offering of the incense in the Holy of Holies. It was symbolizing him as King, Priest, and Savior. Myrrh was an embalming fluid. Myrrh was the bitter herbs. Myrrh was the thing that became a balm of Gilead. How many know he became our balm of Gilead? Hallelujah. And so when they came, they brought lavish gifts, luxurious gifts, and they bestowed them on the king. It doesn't say there were only three. It said that's what they were. There could have been a whole caravan full. A camel was loaded with goods because they were bringing gifts to a king. And can I tell you this morning, when you bring gifts to a king, you don't come with just a little bit. You come with your pockets full, and you come with your caravan full, because if you really understand the power of a king, you know that whatever you lavish on him, he's going to lavish right back on you. Hallelujah. And so they come bearing gifts, but let me just read it before I preach it all, and then we'll go. How about that? Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. How many know it's about time that heaven troubles Jerusalem? How many know there's some troubling of the waters? Hallelujah. And he said, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, "And thou Bethlehem, in the land of Judah." And I want to say, thou Berkeley Springs, in the land of Judah, you're not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child." I mean, you know, he was a young child by this point, not the babe in the manger. "And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." There's a whole lot in that passage of scripture that I'm not going to get to this morning. How many know there was a day in Egypt when God called up a savior named Joseph? And God brought his people up out of the land of Egypt because there was a savior who was despised and rejected of men and ended up in Egypt. And the scripture said that Joseph says to his brethren, "What you meant for evil, God has meant for good." I want to say to some of you today, what it seemed like has been meant for evil, God has meant for good, and he will bring good out of what seems like slavery and what seems like bondage and what seems like COVID and what seems like sickness and what seems like despair and loss. God will bring back to you the bounty of his riches in this season. And I believe if we will look to the heavens, we will find his star in the east. And when we start taking our direction from the heavens and not from the earth, we will find the Messiah and the young child. And when we do, we can't help but worship, and we can't help but give, and we can't help but go another way, and we can't help it but declare to earthly kings that you have no voice in this season, because God is still on the throne and the Messiah has come. Wisdom. Wise men seek Jesus. That sounds so cliche, But how many know it's a time, I believe, when wise men will stand up and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I mean, there's a mandate on men in this day and in this season to be men of the house and stand up and say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to do what God requires. And what I love is when the wise men come, they invested in children. I mean, no, they brought gifts to the young child. That's why I love when kids get up front and want to do something in church or want to do something for Jesus. Because if you invest in the life of a young child, you will never regret it, because it will come back to you. And when you begin to see the seed grow, and out of you, Bethlehem, or out of you, Berkeley Springs, can come a ruler and a king and people who will stand up and make a difference in the earth. Come on, somebody. It's a mandate on us as a Mary and Joseph, as a mom and a dad, to say, I know what I've been given. I know how precious he is, and I'm going to invest everything that I have in this child to cause him to be everything that God would desire him to be. I mean, sometimes we put our kids in everything else except the things of God and the things of church. Hallelujah. One thing my parents did was invest Jesus in us. We went to church. We did family devotions. We looked for revivals. We cut our teeth on the pews, carried out many times 1, 2 o'clock in the morning of a revival service. Amen. And when God wanted, and when my dad wanted a worship team, he bought us all instruments. Me and Jack and Lynn, I got the accordion. Y'all probably didn't know I'm an accordion player. But we started picking out songs on an accordion and a little chord organ and a guitar and a drum and learned to sing and play. I mean, you know, we took the time to invest the kingdom and sow the kingdom. We just sang the song, people, come on, to the generations, to 1,000 generations. Come on, what do you want your kids to inherit? I don't care if they inherit my house. I don't care if they inherit my car. I don't care if they inherit my bank account. But I care if they inherit Jesus. I care if they inherit a relationship with the Lord, that it makes them to be world changers. That when they stand up with something to say, they said, those people have an encounter with Jesus. Come on, those are the things that are important. The other things are just things. They come and they go. But the things that are most precious is what you invest in. And when you invest the kingdom into kids, you will get a return on that. Hallelujah. I mean, no, that's how the kingdom works. And we all are investors in that. Amen? Wisdom will cause you to go the distance. It'll cause you to pack up your camel and cross the desert sand to get to the place. It'll cause you to defy earthly kings and say, Herod, you don't have any voice in my life. I'm not going back the same way I came. Come on, somebody. We're not going back to the way things were. We're going into a new season and another way, because that is God's desire for us. When we want to turn and go back, we miss what is ahead of us and what God wants to do in us. Amen. We don't wait for the kids to grow up to say, okay, now God has a call in your life. He has a call in your life right now. How many know Mary was just a young girl, a teenager? I love it that God invested all of heaven in the womb of a teenager. How many know that's got to be God? If you're going to invest everything you have in heaven and earth into the womb of a teenager, you better know what you're doing. Amen? Hail thou who art highly favored. The Lord is with you. How many know you are favored in here today? His favor is upon you to 1,000 generations. Hallelujah. And what he has birthed in the earth will be birthed in each and every one of us. How many know it's not just enough to know the story? It's a beautiful story. But if you miss the end of the story, he didn't just come as a king in a manger. He came to be King of kings and Lord of lords. He came to die and to be buried, but to be resurrected, to come back, to see to it that we got everything that he promised in the kingdom. How many of you are heirs and joint heirs with the Father today? Hallelujah. How many of you are ready to operate in the wisdom of the Lord going forward? I want God's wisdom of what he wants to do in this church, in this ministry, in things that are coming. I want God's wisdom. And here's what he said, dropped in my heart yesterday, and I'm going to close with this. How many remember the Bionic Man? That's about as far ago as Y2K, isn't it? I knew it was further, but I wasn't going to say that much further. Y'all remember the Bionic Man, right? That's been a while. And that popped in my head yesterday. What was the motto of the Bionic Man? Better, stronger, faster, right? When they began to rebuild back this man, he was better, stronger, faster. Here's what I'm saying for Word of Deliverance in 2022. Bigger, stronger, and better. Come on, somebody. Bigger, stronger, and better, because what it seems like has been a time of dormancy, I believe seed has been planted, and I believe promotion is coming in the name of the Lord, and I believe God wants to do bigger, better, stronger in this house, in our community, in my life, in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody, stand to your feet. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bionic Man was built back bigger, stronger, faster. I'm going to say bigger, stronger, and better. I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Amen? And I say to this year, bring it on. When the angel came to Mary, Gabriel, and he said what he was going to do, her response to the angel was, be it unto me according to your word, according to your will. And my response to that is, bring it on, Jesus. Bring it on. Whatever you want to birth in me in this season, bring it on. Hallelujah. And what part will you play in his plan and his purpose? And what will you allow God to do in you? Because before it will ever affect anybody else, it has to first take place in you. Change will come in you first, before it'll come in relationships or any area of your life. It's a change of heart and a change of mind where we say, bring it on, Lord, whatever you desire. Hallelujah. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus, our altar is open. We would love to have you come. We'd love to pray with you. It's the greatest gift you'll ever receive, is the impartation and indwelling power of his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. If you have a need or a desire or something you need in this time right now, if God is speaking to your heart and you'd like us to pray with you as Beth sings, I want you to just make your way to the altar. Hallelujah, because our purpose is to do the will of God. Hallelujah. Whatever he is saying, whatever he's speaking, we receive it and declare it in Jesus' name. Amen.